Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
News Station, KGO 810.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a cable and internet giant goes down. Heather's been talking about this. There is a massive internet and cable outage up and down the West Coast tonight for Comcast subscribers. Seattle, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Stockton, Sacramento, all affected. Comcast spokeswoman refused to tell KGO how many subscribers are affected or the cause of the outage. Stay tuned to KGO 810. In Washington, D.C. tonight, the clock is ticking on a critical vote in the U.S. Senate tomorrow, one day after funding LAMPS for terrorist surveillance programs. The U.S. Freedom Act would replace and reform the Patriot Act. High-ranking members of the House warned the Senate today no changes, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell couldn't even orchestrate a vote.
Another day lapse when the end game is clear to absolutely everyone. We know how this is going to end. When we've seen such a robust debate already, big debate, not only here in the Senate, but across the country. And when the need to act expeditiously could not be more apparent.
The San Francisco-based Electronic Frontier Foundation says an expiring Patriot Act took with it several controversial practices like collecting phone records and wiretapping. But as KGO 810's Kristen Haynes reports, don't expect those elements of the Patriot Act to survive a revision.
We think it's very likely that the Senate will vote on a bill called USA Freedom, which makes some pretty nice but small changes.
Cindy Cohn, executive director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, says it's time to get rid of the veil of secrecy within the government.
Especially where that has to do with Americans understanding what the law is, how it protects them. The government shouldn't be able to make secret law.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, now the ninth candidate in the running for the Republican nomination for president. Graham says the White House needs his expertise in national security.
Radical Islam is running wild. They have more safe havens, more money, more capability, and more weapons to strike our homeland than any time since 9/11.
Across the globe, a deadly attack by ISIS in Baghdad. 34 Iraqi police officers killed, 48 others wounded, when an ISIS fighter drove a tank rigged with explosives into a joint Iraqi security forces base. Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr says ISIS hit the most protected area in that country.
ISIS claimed responsibility for two hotel bombings in the capital, unsettling residents in a city ringed by 100 Iraqi battalions, as many as 50,000 troops, according to U.S. estimates.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has started deliveries of promised anti-tank weapons to help Iraqi forces combat the use of heavily armed vehicles by ISIS. Back here in the Bay Area, a wanted parolee behind bars tonight after leading San Francisco police on a high-speed chase. It started about 5:30 in the Bayview, wound its way through rush hour traffic before the unidentified suspect rammed head-on into a car on Market Street. Happened in front of the Westfield Shopping Center. He then hit four more cars. At least two people were injured. Those injuries, though, not considered life-threatening. And there is now a counterattack against negative social media postings in high school and other grades. It's called the I Can Help line. And as KGO 810's Terry Hardesty reports, it's gaining traction.
Matt Sowitz, co-founder of the I Can Help line, sees where there's a problem posting at a school and works to take it down.
We're the middleman. We're the link between schools and social media as a way to help.
Sowitz says with the growing problem of online harassment, sexting, and cyber stalking, he has his work cut out for him.
Today we've gotten about from 60 to 80 sites taken down.
He hopes to make the helpline national so that anyone can call between the hours of 9 and 4 and report a problem.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house, and we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters. Mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, CertaPro to help us out. Their color specialists help to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at CertaPro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C, 800-GO-CERTA. They're locally owned and operated, and they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
And so is traffic. It is 9:05 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives with my good buddy Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. And it can sure feel personal sometimes, can it?
Tell you what, yeah.
In Antioch, you got an accident involving an overturned vehicle on westbound 4, a little after A Street. It's blocking up the left lane. Jam-ups aren't terrible, though, but it is crawling to just before A Street. Nearby, construction up again tonight on north and southbound 160 and causing some slowdowns in pockets between Sherman Island Crossing Road and West Sherman Island Road. In San Jose, please give the fire department some room to take care of a vehicle fire on 280 northbound before Saratoga Avenue. It is off to the right shoulder and creating no delays at the moment, but they need the space. In San Francisco, north and southbound 101, you've still got minor construction slowdowns between Marina Boulevard and 1. 280 northbound in San Francisco, construction at 101 causing brief slowdowns there. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thank you, Lee. Well, the A's have the night off. The Giants now, though, trailing the Pittsburgh Pirates over at AT&T Park, 4-2. One of those runs unearned, the product of an error. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Drizzle possible as you walk out the door Tuesday morning. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
For your afternoon, low 60s to low 80s. And then we're going to see very little change other than a minor dip on Wednesday in our temperatures. Upper 50s to low 80s, low clouds giving way to sun. Thursday, a little more cloud cover, low 60s to low 80s. And then Friday's partly cloudy with temperatures about the same.
The forecast, though, changes as the weekend rolls around. Next half hour, we'll talk about that. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got patchy clouds, 62 degrees in Livermore. 59 in Half Moon Bay, 62 and clear in Dublin, 61 partly cloudy in Oakland, 64 in San Jose, 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go.
Stevie Wonder performing. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine from Bill Withers.
It's not warm when she's away.
This is amazing.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone.
This is from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night.
If she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
All right, and then during the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony last night, Stevie Wonder did induct Bill Withers. And Bill makes a bunch of jokes.
It is my honor to induct this great man as another member, a great member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Mr. Bill Withers.
Hold that teleprompter a minute because I'm going to go off script here.
I didn't have it. I didn't use it.
You know, I was laughing to myself. I said, Stevie Wonder inducting me in the Hall of Fame is like a lion opening the door for a kitty cat. While I was sitting listening to people speak, Joan Jett was talking about A&R issues. I call them antagonistic and redundant. Oh, one other thing crossed my mind, Molly. You can relate to this. This has got to be the largest AA meeting in the Western Hemisphere.
That was great. And
should we explain A&R reps to people? Or do most people know what they are, do you think?
You can.
It's artist relations, right?
Yes, yes.
For record companies?
Yep, record ducks is what we call them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but did you notice the subtle, you know, he says, somebody took my teleprompter. Did you hear Stevie at the beginning? I didn't take it.
Oh, that's what that was.
I didn't take it.
That was very cool.
I can't ever play or talk about Stevie Wonder on the radio without saying what a wonderful, wonderful human being he is. Over the course of my career, I have been fortunate enough to meet many, many musicians and celebrities. That guy might be the nicest guy in the business. I can't say enough great things about Stevie Wonder. Not only...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.